Moose by Michael Forman. Read by Jeff Saavedra. Moose was just an ordinary moose. He worked a little too hard, got cross in hot weather, and was poor. What he liked best was to sit outside in the cool of the evening and sing quietly to himself. One day, Bear, who lived in the forest, and Eagle, who lived in the mountains, began to shout. Great angry waves of meaningless noise rolled round Moose's head. Bear and Eagle shouted all day. Moose couldn't stand it. He went to see Bear.
"Excuse me, Bear, but why do you shout at me?"
"Shout at you?" shouted Bear. "I didn't know you existed. Who are you?"
"Moose," said Moose.
"Ha ha! Very amusing," roared Bear. "I don't shout at you. I'm shouting at that crazy bald eagle."
Moose went to see Eagle.
"Excuse me, Eagle," he said, "but are you shouting at me or a bear?"
"I'm shouting at that flea-bitten bear,"
bellowed Eagle.
"And I'll shout at you if you don't vamoose, Moose."
By the time Moose arrived home, the shouting was louder than ever. Poor Moose was in despair.
"Oh, well," he said, "sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me."
But the very next morning, the sticks and stones began. Bear threw sticks at Eagle, and Eagle threw stones at Bear. Some of the sticks and stones fell short and crashed around Moose's house. Moose was very frightened. He began using the sticks and stones to build a shelter. He built and built, dodging everything Bear and Eagle threw. Eagle ordered his friends to help throw stones. Bear made the other animals throw sticks. Moose worked all through the day and all through the night. He became so interested in his shelter that he forgot about Bear and Eagle and took no more notice of the shouting. His building grew larger and more splendid, and all the animals except Bear and Eagle laid down their sticks and stones and came to watch the building grow. Then the animals began to help Moose collect the sticks and stones which Bear and Eagle were still throwing at each other. Before very long, Bear and Eagle had thrown everything they could find to throw, including their furniture. They were alone and had nothing, not even a voice left to shout with. Every morning after that, the animals arrived with ideas for improving the building. They added a museum, an amusement park, and even a music hall. And in the evenings, they sang songs by the light of the moon. And then they went home, still singing. Moose was content. He sang to the stars, and sometimes, far off in the distance, he heard Bear and Eagle rumbling away to themselves.
"Shouting and fighting didn't do them any good," said Moose. "Perhaps one day they'll discover that it is much more fun to sing."
The end. Thank you for listening to Stories to Dream By.